Unit 14.
Get up, Adam.
I don't get the joke, Emma. It's so early. Only 5 o'clock.
Did you forget what happened to Miss Lorraine yesterday?
Oh, God. Now I remember. Shall we get a taxi?
Yes, I think it's too early for buses. Let me call a taxi. Hello?
You've called City Taxi. Where do you want to go?
Please take us to Vatsnesov Street, School 1438.
Thank you for your call. We'll call you back in a minute.
We must hurry up. Put your jeans on.
Where are they? They've gone.
Here they are.
And where is my sweater? I'm getting angry.
Next time, put all your things in the right place. Here's your sweater.
What gets me is that you're always trying to teach me.
Believe me, teaching isn't my hobby.
The professor's notebook taught me a lesson yesterday. Now I'm much cleverer.
I see.
Okay, don't go on about it. I'm ready.
Hello?
This is City Taxi. A car is waiting for you.
Thank you. Let's go. We haven't got much time and I hate to be late.
Well, Vova, our twins are 5 minutes late already.
That's strange. There aren't any traffic jams in the streets at the moment.
Oh, there they are. Get out. We must hurry up.
Morning. Sorry for being late.
Nice to see you at last. Let's go.
This door is closed. Let's go behind the school. There is another door.
Lead the way, Adam.
Okay, follow me. This way. Here is the door. What luck! It is open. Try not to make a noise.
Your school is very nice and tidy.
Hush! Don't shout. There may be somebody about.
I'm getting scared.
Haha, I'm joking. There isn't anybody here at this time. And here is the headmaster's study.
There are so many things by the door. How can we guess what it is?
Aha! Pictures, timetables, school rules, the wall newspaper.
Look at this newspaper. There are very strange words there. The tickets will show you the way to your friend. Believe me, you'll find them behind some end.
Nonsense!
How can you explain this message?
What does he mean by the end? The end of what? How can anything be behind the end? It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe it is at the end of the corridor. Let me see if there is something there.
Is there anything there, Adam?
No, there is nothing here.
Maybe he meant the end of the sentence.
Behind the end of the sentence? How can it be?
That's a good idea. Let me see what there is behind the newspaper. Behind these words. Behind the end of the sentence.
They're tickets. Catch them, catch them.
Oh, I've got them. They're tickets.
Four tickets to Magic Castle. I've never heard about such a city.
I've heard something about it. If I'm right, it isn't a city. It's a school for young magicians in the country.
Wow! Are we going to a school of magic?
I think so, if it isn't a joke. When does our train leave?
At 7 o'clock. We've only got 1 hour.
We must hurry up. Follow me. Taxi! Railway station, please.
Here's the railway station.
Thank you. Get out of the car. We must ask somebody about these tickets. Excuse me, miss. May I ask you a question? We've got these strange tickets.
Let me have a look at your tickets, please. Ah, Magic Castle. Here's your train.
Thank you. I thought it was a joke. Get on the train. Hurry up.
Attention. The train through Magic Castle is leaving from platform 13.
Oh, what luck. We're on time.
A very strange train. Take a look at that scary giant with a newspaper.
He isn't scary at all. He's just very big, but his face is kind.
But look at his case. There is something dangerous in it.
Professor. I think it's just a guitar.
A guitar? I suddenly want to sing a song. Emma, will you kindly ask that giant to lend us his guitar? Just for a couple of minutes.
Sure. Excuse me, sir. Can we borrow your guitar, please? Just for a minute. Our friend wants to sing a song.
What luck! I like singing in trains, too. Can I sit near you and listen to your song?
Sure.
Good morning. I'm Catch the Duck.
Sorry?
Mark Catch the Duck.
Ah, nice to meet you. I'm Smart. Edwin Smart. And these are my friends. Adam, Emma, and Vova.
Nice to meet you too.
You've got a very unusual name.
My hobby is catching birds.
And what do you do, Mr. Catch the Duck? Are you a hunter?
No, I'm not. I'm a teacher of magic nature at Magic Castle.
Really? Are all subjects in your school magic?
Of course. It's a school of magic. We've got magic maths and magic literature.
Very interesting.
By the way, our headmaster is looking for a good teacher of magic geography. What about you? Can you teach our students this subject?
I'm not sure. I taught geography at university last year, but it wasn't magic.
What a pity. Well, so you wanted to play the guitar. Here you are.
Thank you. I've just remembered a nice song. It's so nice to leave the city, get a ticket on a train, and believe that's not a pity, for you'll sure get back again. Follow your star, look for your way, by train or by car, in April or May. Follow your star, find your way, by train or by car, in April or May.
Well done.
How long will it take us to get to Magic Castle?
Not long, but believe me, you will remember this train forever.
Really? What do you mean?
Don't ask me, just look out of the window.
Nature is so beautiful, isn't it?
What's going on? Our train is going up into the sky.
Wow! Look down! Cars, buses and trucks are small, like mosquitoes.
Look, a crow is flying by our window.
Fantastic!
Do you think you will ever forget it?
No, never.
This train is doing 300 kilometers per hour.
Great! Can you see that beautiful castle over there?
Where is it?
Right behind that wood.
Oh yes, I can see something behind the trees.
It's our school.
We are going back to the ground. What a pity.
Yes, it's 9 o'clock. We are at Magic Castle at last. Good luck. I must go.
Thank you. See you. Children, let's get out of the train.
It's so nice here. What are we going to do now?
I think we should go to the school and see if there's something for us there. What an awful noise!
I think it's a break time. And it looks just like it does in our school. Nothing special or magic. Everybody is playing, running and shouting. A usual scene.
The bell has gone.
Oh! And where are the children? They have disappeared. How could it be?
Remember, Adam, it's a school of magic.
It's hard to believe.
Look, somebody is coming.
He looks like a magician.
I am a magician. I am the headmaster of this school. And who are you?
Well, sir, my friends and I, we are on a magic quest. Adam, this boy, downloaded a magic danger program into my notebook from the internet, and the program led us here. We really don't know what to do now.
Have you brought your notebook?
Sure.
Bring it to my study, and we'll see. Put it on my table, please.
Let me run the Magic Danger program.
Aha! Here you are at last.
Yes, we are here. So what must we do now?
Don't be in such a hurry. Lorraine is not the only one I caught. Recently, I caught a nice little mouse. Now I need some food for it. Can you go and buy some cheese for my lovely pet, please?
What are you talking about? We are not going to spend our time on your mouse.
Please. Don't be so angry. If you don't want to help me now, you'll just have more problems. Did you want to get a message? Okay, you'll get it. But you will understand the meaning of it only in the evening.
All right.
Get your message.
Let me read it. After Mrs. meets her mister, naughty brother helps his sister. The evening hour will bring you luck. Follow Mr. Catch the Duck.
We must find that giant. I mean, Mr. Catch the Duck.
No, Adam, it's too early. The message goes that only the evening hour will bring us luck.
But we must do something.
I understand you. I miss Miss Lorraine too. But we must wait till evening.
Well, if you want to stay at the school, you must do something here. In the evening, we are going to put on a show in the hall. Mr. Catch the Duck will be there too. If you take part in the show, you'll see him. If not, I must ask you to leave the castle now.
No, please. I'm not sure I can do anything on the stage, but I can give a couple of geography lessons to your students.
Really? A geography teacher? What luck! You can start right now. Children, you go to the hall to get ready for the show. And Professor, please follow me. I will lead you to your class. This way. Class, this is your new geography teacher. Now I must leave you. Have a good time.
Good afternoon, class.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Nearly all people like travelling. I like travelling very much. Every year I go to different countries. Recently, I was in Australia. Have you ever been to Australia?
No.
It's a wonderful country. Now, my dream is to go to a students' camp in Egypt. My wife also likes travelling, but her hobby is shopping. She likes buying new dresses. Last week, she went to Paris and bought 4 new dresses there. But if you want to visit new places and meet new people, you should study geography. It isn't easy, but it's such an interesting subject.
Sorry, Professor. Will you give us any tasks today?
What do you mean?
Our homework was to learn how to get to London.
Okay. Tell me, my friend, if you can get there by train or by car.
Professor, you can get there with the help of magic words.
Oops, I forgot it was magic geography. So what are the words?
We must raise our hands and say together, Repatriatos. Ready? Ready. Repatriatos.
Wow! We're in London. My city. The university. I'll be happy to visit my students now. But no, I must go back. I must help my friends to free Miss Lorraine. So how can we get back to Magic Castle? What's the trick? What magic words do we say? Teach me.
I don't know, Professor.
What do you mean?
Our homework was to learn how to get to London, but not how to get back.
But how were you going to get back?
I thought you would teach me.
Oh, God. How silly I was to listen to you.
But why don't you use magic?
Because I am not a magician.
Do we have to go to Magic Castle on an ordinary train?
You can't get there by train. We must get a plane. Hurry up, this way. I know the way to the airport. There is a bus stop behind that fence. Follow me. What's your name?
Bill, how long will it take us to get back?
10 or even 12 hours?
Oh, no. Let's buy some sandwiches or you'll find me dead by the fence.
Okay, go and buy a sandwich and I'll call my friends. Hello?
Hello, Professor. Have you finished your lessons yet?
Oh, Emma. if I tell you what happened. I will only be back tomorrow morning. Please, call me if you have any problems or questions.
What a pity you are not with us, Professor, but you can be sure that we'll do our best.
See you.
The professor said he'd be back tomorrow. We must go on with this quest ourselves.
Well, my job is easy. I'll rap as usual. But your task is much more difficult.
I'm not scared, Volva. I played the princess in the school play. I know everything about it. And Larry is going to be my prince, my Romeo. He will help me if anything goes wrong. Won't you, Larry?
I will.
I know everything about it. You think you are a real princess.
And now the king of rap, Volva Goncharov.
Good luck, Volva.
Hello, everybody. Let's rap. Say 10 words and we'll start.
Way.
Behind. Nice.
Ticket. Hurry.
Follow. Train. Newspaper.
Believe. Leave.
Music. In your way is the giant. Find a way to get behind. These mice are nice. This ticket is wicked. Sorry, Larry, I'm in a hurry. Follow this road. This train is in the train. This newspaper is another paper. Believe me. Don't leave me. Thank you.
Well done, Volva.
The dialogue of Romeo and Juliet, Emma Watson and Larry Hilton.
Now it's your turn, Emma. Good luck.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou,
Romeo? Look at Larry.
Larry, what has happened?
I'm scared of going on this stage.
Larry, time to go on. Emma is waiting for you.
Oh, no, I can't. Get off. I won't go out there.
Well, Juliet.
Where's your Romeo?
Where's your Romeo?
Oh, Emma. She looks silly on the stage by herself. Larry, give me your costume. Hurry, Larry.
Let me help you. Do you know the words?
Are you joking?
Romeo, where are you?
Ready. Go.
I'm here, my beloved Juliet. I love you. And I will be
Hello?
With you forever.
Hello, Volva.
Oh, nice Romeo, to hear you, Professor. Where are you?
I'm at the airport. I will be in Magic Castle soon. You won't believe I met my wife here. She's going to France again.
Wait a minute. After Mrs. meets her Mr. It's about you, Professor.
Oh? And then it goes, naughty brother helps his sister?
Adam, he's helping Emma right now. Now we know how to explain that message.
Volva, watch out for Mr. Catch the Duck. Can you see him in the hall?
Yes, I can. Oh, he's getting up from his seat and going out.
Follow him, my friend.
Okay, Professor.
Call me if anything happens. Good luck.
Thank you, Adam. You saved me.
It wasn't difficult.
Friends, we haven't got time. Mr. Catch the Duck went out of the hall.
Let's follow him. This way. I can see him. He's going to the park.
I'm getting scared.
Give me your hand.
Look, he's opening a door.
Let's follow him.
It's so dark here, I can't see anything.
Who's there? The door is closed.
I'm sorry, children, but it's part of the game. You will stay there till you find another message.
But we can't see anything here.
Then wait till morning. Good luck, sweet dreams.
He's going away.
Don't be scared. It's just a game. In the morning, we'll know what to do.
Yes, Emma. I think the best we can do now is to go to sleep. Good night.
Volva, do you really think we aren't in any danger?
Sleep, Emma. We'll know in the morning.